This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef recap for week ending September 27th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 237.66, which was $6.05 lower than the previous week, which makes about a $26 drop since the 1st of August. There were 1,064 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 15% of the total volume, and the first time over 1,000 loads in well over a year. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, that was at 240.57, which was $5.41 lower, but with much better volume overall. The total reported boxed beef volume was 6,988 loads, which was 688 loads more than the previous week, as buyers became more aggressive as prices dropped. Exports were at 875 loads, and that was 265 loads better than last week, and 73% of those exports were being shipped overseas. These weekly reported exports are predominantly muscle cuts and do not include variety meats. The formula sales, they were at 3,246 loads, which was almost exactly the same as last week, and about 46% of the total loads sold. The formula sales are more consistent each and every week. They do not change near as much as the other types of sales and have the greatest influence on the average prices because they usually represent close to 50% of the total sales. The outfront sales jumped to 1,112 loads, which was about 400 loads better than the previous week. And the two largest items in those outfront sales were briskets and chuck rolls, with almost 1 million pounds sold for each item. The important thing was that the average prices were almost exactly the same as the prices for the formula sales, meaning that prices have fallen enough to encourage buyers to start booking product ahead. And the cow cutout was $2.75 lower, and those 90% trimmings were almost $5 lower, with more slaughter cows starting to show up as the fall run begins. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly unestablished on Friday as nearby futures closed the limit up. However, late Friday afternoon and early evening, Nebraska had some live sales that were 157 to 159. The dress prices were steady to $3 higher at 245 to 248, but once again the sales volume was extremely light. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle dropped 15 pounds after setting new records for 2 weeks in a row, and it was 1,295 pounds, and that compared to 1,277 last year. And the latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending September 13th was steady after the big jump the previous week. It was at 889 pounds for 2 weeks in a row. And that compares to 867 last year, which would be 22 pounds higher than last year. However, the heifer weights jumped 5 pounds and are now 11 pounds over last year, but they have not climbed year to date near as much as the steers. The choice select spread ended the week about $12, which was roughly $2 lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.